For more News Talk 1290 podcasts, visit cjbk.com or search CJBK on the iTunes Store and subscribe. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290 CJBK.
We are at 12:31, and welcome to Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK. My name is Al Coombs, in for Mike Stubbs. It's the joke that just never stops being a joke, though.
When was
the last time Joan Ball from Royal LePage Tryland Realty was in News Talk 1290 and it wasn't sunny outside?
Well, it does happen.
I can't remember
you know,
a time.
I think I'm batting pretty high average.
Well, over 800, that's for
yeah,
sure.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, welcome again, and welcome to summer. This is the first time we've had a chance to talk since summer is officially on.
Oh, my gosh, thank gosh. I really think we're headed towards a great weekend. I think we're going to have a good time. It's going to be good weather.
I want to talk about just what this season brings by way of different ideas, people in the market and everything like that. And I know you have a home to show, an open house on Sunday, I believe.
Yes,
it is.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk a little bit about that and how people get their house ready. But right about now, what are people doing in the market? Are people looking to sell, looking to buy? I know that we're always in pretty much an even market in London.
We are. We're in a balanced market. I do find that July, the first 2 weeks of July, tend to be holiday month or weeks. So we have a lot of people who are away on holidays. But still, it's amazing the activity out there. That's being generated when I always find the gauge is the secretaries at the office, the receptionists, the first line, the frontline workers, so to speak, because they'll determine the market and the activity. And I'm always asking them, so are you busy today? And
right.
Yeah, it's pretty busy today. You know, we're actually busier than I thought. I can't read my book. Oh my gosh. You know, So that's a good sense that I think we're going to have a steady generated activity through the summer months, and I think well into mid-August, maybe late August, we're going to have a fair bit of activity too.
Shannon and I, my wife Shannon, were driving around and hit a couple of different pockets of different neighborhoods, running errands and everything. And the one thing that we noticed was we would hit one little subdivision that would have four houses for sale in it, and then nothing for another period of blocks. And then you'd come across another subdivision with two or three houses that are, you know, maybe one or two houses away from each other. Is that just kind of a regular thing that, I saw my neighbor go up for sale, maybe now's my time? Or is it just a complete and utter fluke?
It may be a complete and utter fluke.
Right.
However, the activity that one individual would initiate might motivate others to do so as well. And sometimes that happens just through conversation or, gee, Bob and Jane are moving and they're buying a new house. Let's look and see. And then you never know. In some cases, it may actually be an issue related to building or new construction in the area and people, you know, wanting to sort of gravitate away from that. Sometimes, not always. But, you know, I do find that if you take an individual house and you go five houses out on either side and 10 houses across the street and out, you'll find that within the next couple of months, somebody in there will probably list. And that's sort of how agents go at it. So sometimes when a property goes up on the market, agents will also market those properties in that direct neighborhood. And sometimes that can generate something.
Now, what would happen for an asking price or a listing price? As you say, you know, let's say I'm putting this house up for $200,000 and that's what I'm asking for on this. And then 10 days later, somebody two doors down with a comparable house says, well, I'm selling for $158 or something like that. Would you as a real estate agent, if you're A, the second person coming in, would you try to undercut that other person? Or B, would you try to even match them just to say that's what this value is for this area?
It really depends on the product. You know, if you've got different style of property, one's a ranch, one's a two-story, one's four-bedroom, one has a pool, one doesn't, you know, you've got to compare apples to apples. So not all properties, even in their geographic neighborhood, will necessarily compare apples to apples. So, and yet there are some marketing initiatives that might try and generate multiple offers in undercutting the list price with a hold off on offers for a period of time. And that's certainly a valid marketing strategy that many agents have taken advantage of. However, if the property doesn't show well or isn't offering significant value at that price, it may actually backfire. So you have to be very careful on
well,
that.
Well, over last week, I was visiting my folks in the house just behind them. Just sold. And I said, oh, you're getting new neighbors, Dad. And he said, we're not happy about this one. I said, why is that? He said, they put their house on the market for $1.99 and it sold for $1.2 million. This is Toronto.
Right.
So it's a different. And he says, it sold for $1.2 million. And he's upset because he doesn't think he has anything in common with a millionaire. So that's the only reason he's mad.
He may have to get over that. And see, there's a perfect example of how to generate true market. And true market value is what anyone's prepared to pay for a specific property.
Gotcha.
And so they've really put it on the market, obviously with some holdback on offers, to look at more multiple offers, and it's going to generate as much as possible. And Toronto, you see that much more so.
Oh, Toronto's. I just having a few conversations. It's just silly. But you must deal with that the odd time because there are a lot of similarities in Toronto and London that we have a lot. Do you find that there's people from Toronto that come over to London and not understand what's going on, or vice versa, moving from London to Toronto? I think you have some family members that just recently moved and trying to say this is a different game altogether. Over
well,
here.
And going both ways, you know, individuals who come in from Toronto see the affordability here and just start drooling.
Right.
Whereas if you're going the other way, you know, it's a sticker shock kind of scenario, and you have to be really on top of things and have a very sharp agent if you're going to the Toronto market to be able to capitalize on a property without, you know, leaving it so long that you're generating way more offers than even are reasonable. There are a lot of individuals who are retiring here from the Toronto area and really enjoying both the condo market, the one floor market, the square footage market, you know, that are really capitalizing on that and looking at how they can best invest in this economy here, and then still maintain a fair bit in their nest egg for investments.
And I want to talk a little bit more about that as well as when we come back, is just kind of the advice just in getting a home in London. Because like we were saying, especially if you're coming from another market, it's an interesting game to try to figure out. You don't understand, well, I mean, I can afford a $275,000 house, but is that really what I need? And I know you're an expert in that, is making sure you marry what somebody needs as opposed to what they're qualified to get. And we'll talk a little bit about how that comes in. I've got a question as well that a lot of people are worried about lately with all of the rain that we're getting, and especially the prediction of a wet summer, talking a little bit about the moisture in the basement and who do we get to fix all of that. A question has just come in through the mailbag. We'll get you that question and talk a little bit about this open house as well.
Right.
All right. That's all coming up with Joan Ball-Roy, LePage Tryland Realty. Give her a call anytime, 519-672-9880, Joan Ball at royallepage.ca or joanball.com. Of course, if you have any questions, 519-643-1290 is the phone number, or you can text in anytime, 101290. Remember, standard rates will apply. This is Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290, CJBK.
The Live Drive with Andy Udman, weekdays 3 till 6 on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
It's embarrassing, it's shameful, but we are addicted to our cell phones.
It's interactive, opinionated talk radio.
I'm not trying to be self-righteous, I'm not trying to be holier than thou. It's just the way my parents raised me, and it stuck.
Today's stories with Andy's own perspective.
Why aren't we calling it what it is, and that is an epidemic?
3 till 6 on News Talk 1290 CJBK. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290 CJBK.
1241 at News Talk 1290 CJBK. Al Coombs in for Mike Stubbs as we continue our conversation with Joan Ball from Royal LePage Tryland Realty. And you can give her a call anytime at 519-672-9880, joanball.com. Joan, I know that you've got this open house coming up on Sunday. I've got the house right in front of me. I don't have the area. Beach Bank Crescent. What area would that
be? It's in White Oaks. It's just off Jelna.
Right.
And just north of White Oaks Mall. Little while within a few minutes walk. So it's very convenient to shopping. And this house has really got so much to offer. Maple hardwood floors, ceramic floors in the foyer and the bathrooms, updated bathrooms, new kitchen, updated windows, roof's been done, backyard is beautifully landscaped.
I was just going to say, the difference between the way the guys look for the house and the girls look for the house. I'm just looking at the pictures right now on joanball.com.
And you like the shop. And the garage,
the
garage. Backyard.
And I was just going to say, I'm looking at the garden that they've planted. Yeah. I'm even looking at it saying, oh, they're smart. They put in some easy stuff for me to manage in there. They've mulched it. That's no problem at all. It's a huge backyard.
Yeah. And it's offered at $214,900, which is, I think, a steal. And it'll be open Sunday 2 to 4. And it's 110 Beach Bank Crescent.
Say that again.
110 Beach Bank Crescent.
Sunday, and the times again for that open?
2 to 4.
2 till 4. Okay.
Right.
And what is, for the most part, is people come in for an open house.
Right.
Do you find that people fall in love right there with the house and this is the one?
It depends on where they are with the process. Mm-hmm. If they've been looking for a while, then they probably know and they have had a fine tuning of their needs and wants. If they have an agent, that's certainly the needs assessment is the responsibility of the agent to help them really get a better picture on their price range. Where are they looking? What kind of design do they like? This is an open concept backsplit, so you can see the lower family room from the kitchen.
Right.
So that's kind of nice when you're
for
raising
families,
kids.
Yes.
And that's kind of, I mean,
not that
really,
we don't trust our kids.
Yes.
We just don't want to ever let them out of our eyesight.
That's exactly right. I think that's all part of really looking at how far along the way they are. Once they've been looking for a little while, they have a much better sense. But if it's first time out, very rarely are they going to walk into a house and go, this is it, right off the hop. Because they just don't know what they don't know.
Right.
They don't know what they want yet.
And I can remember when you were taking us around for mm-hmm. our first house, and we're going around, and I can remember you taking us to some interesting places that I knew you knew didn't really meet our requirements. But it was a great lesson in you saying, I want you to understand what the pricing is like. And a lot of people do. They want to jump right in, and it's really not an investment you want to jump right in for. You need to do a lot of homework and understand the environment first.
Well, and I'll give you an example. I had clients who walked into an open house, and they just loved the house. They thought it was exactly what they wanted. The price, they really didn't care. And we sat down, and we looked at what the area was selling for, what the price was, and we realized that it was about $50,000 overpriced. And so they were willing to pay $50,000 more than I thought the property was worth for a specific property. And yet, two blocks over, I found them exactly what they wanted. It was the same style of house. It had the same number of updates, $50,000 less, gave them exactly what they wanted. And actually, it had a few added features that they wouldn't have had in the other house. So you really do, if you don't know what you don't know, mm-hmm. you might be willing to do that. And yet at the end of the day, why would you want to do that?
And it's such a difficult thing, too, because there's also the game where you say,
yes,
that was the house that I really wanted, and somebody else got it. And then you have to say, I promise you, something else will come along, and mm-hmm. you'll fall in love with it again. Mm-hmm. And it's that weird catch-22. Something else will come, but if I wait forever, then I might not get anything I ever want.
Yeah, their houses are like spiders. Where there's one, there's 50, and there's always new ones on the market every day.
Out of curiosity, we speak with Joan Ball from Royal LePage Tryland Realty. JoanBall.com is the website. Are you finding that there's a trend, just because I've been speaking with a lot of my friends that are buying new houses, that new to them house, is there a trend coming back to kind of the older style bungalows rather than the new style? Or maybe it's just the pocket of friends that I have. Is there a trend right now in what people are looking for? The new builds as opposed to the older style houses?
No, I think it depends on the neighborhood. I think it depends on the layout. I think it depends on the updates, where their pocketbook is. There's certainly a trend for some of your age group to really like the open concept.
Mm, okay.
You know, I do find that sort of the under 40 crowd really enjoy the open concept, partly because they want to keep their eyes on the kids.
Right. Great
point. And that's a logical sort of way of thinking with that
I'm kind of the opposite in that I want lots of room so I can hide from my children sometimes, but don't tell anybody.
Well, you're a little bit more of a traditionalist than some people your age,
okay?
Gotcha. And frankly, I think you're probably a little bit more down to earth than some I see.
Oh, no, I'm cheap. You can say cheap. That's fine.
Well, I wasn't going to go there, but anyway. But I do find that the open concept is really something that appeals to some individuals. It's funny because I have an age group also at the other end of the spectrum where sometimes they like the open concept, but they don't want it to be open necessarily so that the mess in the kitchen is obvious.
Right. Right. I see what you mean. Yeah, because that's one downfall is if I'm going to have this open concept, it's got to be ready to be seen, right?
And I've seen a lot of younger individuals take on some renovations, whereas 10 years ago, I don't think they would have been up for that. But because of the activity on HGTV, for example, or some of the TV programs that take care of the fear factor and minimize that and say, you know, anyone can do this, it has generated a fair bit of activity in that direction. So I have one client in particular where they are taking out down walls and opening up main floor and really doing some very innovative things that 10 years ago, I don't know if I would have seen that level of activity from that age group necessarily to that degree.
Yeah, and I mean, especially because most of us aren't going away on vacations as many times. A lot of us are saying, well, I guess my weekend, I can probably get this task done as well. We seem to be home a lot, and as such, we want to make our home our castle a little bit more.
And that brings into reflection sort of the regeneration of interest in pools, because there was a period of time where there was a minimizing of the interest towards the properties that had pools. But now we're seeing that as being an affordable alternative to expensive holidays away, you know, so that's really making a sort of a resurgence.
Well, and if anybody has a pool, I have two children that would like to join you in your pool. Please feel free to give us a call anytime. Joan Ball from Royal LePage Triland Realty. Again, the number is 519-672-9880. JoanBall.com is the website. We've still got to get to this question, and I know a lot of people have been dealing with this, especially consider the amount of rainfall we had last week, and that's water that seeped up into the basement. We do have a question in the mailbag. We'll get to that, and we'll get to any of the phone calls that you may have as well at 519-643-1290. Text anytime at 101290. Remember, standard rates will apply there. This is Al Coombs in for Mike Stubbs on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
London has a radio station that plays none of your favorite songs.
Excuse me.
We're too busy talking about real life.
You know, they talk about the news.
News Talk 1290 has traffic and weather updates, news from CTV News, and the most entertaining talk in town, live and interactive. It's about where you live, what you do, and what matters most. Find us right now on the AM dial, set a button, and keep coming back. Your home for the best in reality radio. News Talk 1290, CJBK. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
1252 at News Talk 1290, CJBK. Welcome back to Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290. Al Coombs in for Mike Stubbs, along with Joan Ball. Joan Ball is with Royal LePage Triland Realty, 519-672-9880. Letting us know about an open house as well, which is coming up on Sunday. That's July the 5th, Sunday. And it's open from 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock. 110 Beach Bank Crescent. That's the White Oaks area. 110 Beach Bank Crescent. Beautiful yard. I keep going back to this backyard. This is nice to be able to see, A, such a large backyard, but then, B, realize they've helped you out by not making it too difficult for
you. No, it's very maintenance-free. But it also has a large shop off the back of the garage.
Right.
So that's for anyone who's handy or likes to do some things and don't...
Not even handy. I find that a lot of us have workshops and we just like to pretend like we use it. We'll go over to the lumber yard and just get sawdust and throw it down there sometimes. Oh, I was working in there. You understand how it is.
Or the guys go in there and spend time.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Just making something, honey. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I want to get into this question because this is a question I know a lot of people have been dealing with over the course of the last week mm-hmm. and a half. And Marshall has just texted in saying, we have bought a property where there's a basement issue and not sure where to turn. Mm-hmm. Can Joan help?
Well, you know, and this is obviously my go-to guy as far as addressing any issues with the basement, as far as cracks or foundation issues, is always John Stefanitz at Waltech,
right.
Foundation and Drainage.
I hate to say it, Joan, he was just at my basement earlier this morning. I was just talking to John. Very, very
and
busy
were,
guy these
you
days.
Were pleased with the outcome.
Well, I was amazed.
You thought it would be more expensive, didn't you?
You'll be able to help me out here.
Yeah.
My idea was they're going to have to excavate the back, and they're going to have to go through this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And the last time that I heard anybody do that, $7,000-$8,000 later, he kind of looked at the crack and he goes, a couple hundred.
Mm-hmm.
And I whoa.
A 15-year warranty.
Yeah, with a 15, he said, it'll hold for 15 years. Yeah. And I thought, wow, you just saved me $9,000. Yeah. Thanks,
well,
bud.
Because he knows what he's doing. He's tremendously ethical, a very professional, and thorough. And anyone who's going to back it up with a 15-year guarantee, you know, really, they stand behind their work. And I have yet to have a client, knock on wood, who where they have had to go back to him to say, wait a minute, we had a reissue. So that speaks buckets,
I think.
But I mean,
don't use buckets when talking about that basement.
No, I know. Ah, no pun intended. However, this has been an extraordinary week. We've had more rainfall and accumulated moisture, I think, historically than we've had in that kind of a concentrated period of time. So do go on the city website. There are some things on there that you can look at as far as assistance, guidance, how to remedy certain things, as far as any remuneration for any issues. You may also want to just do your homework in that way. I did put something, if anybody's on Facebook and they want to friend me, I have a link there that I put on this morning about this very issue, and the link to the city website and where to tap into some of the information. So it's certainly on there.
Now, in Marshall's case, though, just not knowing exactly what his basement issue is, if he's just bought this house and somebody didn't disclose that there's oftentimes water, would he have any be able to go back to
the owner? He may not, because it may have been that this is because of the degree of moisture. This may have never happened before. I mean, we've certainly had a lot of people in town where it's a first time go. They've owned the property for years and have said, we've never had an issue here. But all of a sudden, guess what? We got an issue.
Right.
Because we just had so much rain within such a tight period of time. So it doesn't necessarily mean there's a course to go back at the previous owner. However, I would still want to know what the issue is.
Sure, of course.
And that's where John can help you address where it's coming in, how it's coming in, and what to do about it.
Didn't take him long to find mine, that's for sure.
Nope,
see
absolutely.
That giant crack, Al? That's the problem. It shouldn't be there. Joan, as always, wonderful to speak to you. We'll send everybody to joanball.com and, of course, your Facebook page as well, now that we have lots of information there. Joanball.com. And again, the phone number, if you're looking to get a hold of her, 519-672-9880. On email, joanball@royallepage.ca. is her email, and you can get a hold of her that way. Don't forget about that open house coming up on Sunday, just here in the White Oaks area, 110 Beachbank Crescent, 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And yes, just check out the garden and tell me that that's not the perfect garden for the summer. This has been Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
For more News Talk 1290 podcasts, visit cjbk.com or search CJBK on the iTunes Store and subscribe.